Although the family of the American hostages speaking out on the situation with Iran.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Last year we prayed together for Pastor Saeed Abedini, detained in Iran since 2012. And I was recently in Boise, Idaho, and had the opportunity to meet with Pastor Abedini's beautiful wife and wonderful children, and to convey to them that our country has not forgotten Brother Saeed and that we're doing everything we can to bring him home.
Clearly there's a problem here. The families of these hostages and others, not just hostages, well, I guess some people would consider the Americans held in Iran to be hostages, but these families don't think that the government is doing all that it could or is being as supportive to them as it should be. Well, and there's got to be a reason for that. Something seems to be broken here because it's been
issued. Well, I think you're making analytical judgments without maybe knowing all the facts here.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I will say first that we have been clear that the U.S. government undertakes every single opportunity we can to get Americans who are held overseas home and with their families. You saw the president authorize, you know, multiple operations, U.S. military operations, to free hostages that were being held. We raise these issues with, when you talked about the Iranians, we raise this with Iran. We do everything we can.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, the families of the Americans held hostage in Iran, that's what we're calling them now, have spoken out aggressively over the last several days. You've heard it here. You've heard Amir Hakmati. You've heard from him himself, his family. Same thing from the Jason Rezani. His family's been speaking out. And Naghmeh Abedini issued a statement, a video, actually on Friday with calling for the release of the other Americans held hostage. There is a vote that's going to be taking place. There's legislation, as we told you this was going to happen Friday, on Capitol Hill. Jordan and Than, what's the latest on this? This is a big development, folks, and we're watching it and working on it very aggressively.
Well, the process now that the debate has begun for the full Senate on these amendments to the actual agreement when it comes to Iran and what they are going to do. Will President Obama actually agree to this? Well, some of the amendments, this is part of the language that will say this is what Congress's role will be in approving or not approving a new deal with Iran. One of the amendments is that the Americans must be returned home. And all the details are being worked out as we speak, but you can already start putting pressure on members of the U.S. Senate right now to keep an amendment like that as they move this forward towards a vote.
Than, let's talk about first what the main legislation is, and then let's talk about the specific amendment we're talking about here.
The debate on the main legislation is going to start at 3 o'clock today. That is the legislation that will outline what review the Senate has. Ultimately, Jay, two-thirds of the Senate would have to act to reject any deal with Iran. But specifically, as Jordan said, there will be amendments from Senator Risch, Senator Rubio, Senator Cruz, and maybe others on the prisoner issue. We want Senator Cardin and Senator Corker to agree to add one of these amendments. It would say the Americans have to be home before any deal can be signed. That amendment's going to be on the floor. The question is, will it have the votes to pass?
We are going to go over those individual amendments when we come back from the break. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, we are at a critical time. We certainly need to see the Senate have the authority to review any deal with Iran, and then these amendments are very, very important. Is the White House going to object? Your thoughts on this at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 3110. We'll take your calls when we come back from the break. Good news here, folks. There is signatures right now on the petition we have that no deal without the Americans being released. Ready for this? 151,000. Oh, it went up about 40,000, 30,000 over the weekend. 151,000. Add your name today, especially today and tomorrow, as the votes are taking place. Really, this is a 48-hour window we've got here, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's get that petition up to 165, 170,000 before Than takes it over. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
You heard the voice last week of Amir Hekmati saying that protect his dignity. I want to play that for everyone and kind of set the stage here because I think it does set what we're talking about. And then we're going to let you know what the legislation is going to look like, at least the phase one of it. Let's go ahead and hear. This is the word actually from Amir Hekmati, currently held in Iran at Evin Prison.
As a war veteran who defended our nation in its time of need, I ask that you also work to defend my dignity and that of my fellow Americans by putting in place serious consequences for the serial hostage taking and mistreatment of Americans by the Ministry of Iran's Ministry of Intelligence for clearly illegal purposes. This has been going on far too long.
He calls it the consequences should be heavy on Iran for the serial hostage taking and mistreatment of Americans. We can't say it any clearer than that, folks. And there's legislation moving forward today. I mean, it actually starts this afternoon. This makes a huge difference. Your voice is being heard in Washington, D.C., but now is the time to keep the momentum. You heard Amir Hekmati said, for his dignity, defend his dignity, that of Saeed Abedini as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you've not yet signed on to this petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Ask yourself this. What is it that's motivating the president to not? Why are they not directly asking for the release of the Americans? I mean, we've been saying this now very heavily and very directly for a week. We've let them do their diplomatic speak. But now the press, you heard the Associated Press last week pushing hard, ABC News pushing hard, CNN pushing hard, Fox, of course, pushing hard. Why are they not asking direct? What's your comments on that at 1-800-684-3110? That's 800-684-3110. Let's break down the legislation of what we're talking about, and then I'm going to go through the amendments. So, Jordan Thann, first let's start with the main bill. What is it going to say?
Well, the main bill here is how the Senate and how Congress will interact with, specifically with the a potential Iranian nuclear deal that the P5 plus one will negotiate, and that's supposed to be done sometime early this summer. Today, for instance, while Congress begins to and the Senate begins to look at this, you're also seeing, and this is specifically a Senate power issue, but Secretary Kerry and the Iranian foreign minister are meeting in New York City today. So be in prayer, folks, and remember that as this work is going on in Washington, there's also these continuing discussions on the nuclear deal, and they're happening right here at home in the United States of America between Iran and the United States and their, some of their top officials and our top officials. So this bill the main part of this bill is about how the Senate interacts with this, and basically says they could only reject it really with a two-thirds vote, so a supermajority, much like a veto override, and so it gives the Senate some power, and that's really what that was the compromise that President Obama seemed to be okay with. He signaled that he would not veto this kind of legislation.
Now, and initially he was going to veto everything. There's also going to be a series of amendments. You've got one that's asking for the Iran to release U.S. citizens being held, another from Marco Rubio, Iran to recognize Israel no longer seeks its destruction. Rubio also wants an amendment on Iran to release U.S. citizens being held. Senator Barrasso said certify Iran no longer a sponsor of terrorism. Senators Cruz and Toomey require a majority from both houses of Congress for passage. Senator Cruz also has one allow Congress to reinstate Iran's sanctions under an expedited voting procedure if there is, in fact, a problem. Representative Johnson would make any deal a treaty, thus needing to be ratified by two-thirds of the United States Senate. Senator Tom Cotton wants to lower the number of votes needed to reject a deal from 60 to 51. It looks like it's going to actually be two-thirds is what Than's saying. But the ones, of course, we're concerned about are the ones focusing on the release of the Americans. There's multiple senators calling for this, Than.
Yeah, there are at least three amendments already filed by Senators Risch, Rubio, and Cruz. But really, people need to understand what Jordan just said. It is that compromise that was crafted between Bob Corker and Ben Cardin, a Republican and a Democrat, on the underlying bill that we've really got to get at here. Because essentially, Jay, they need to agree that one of these amendments is acceptable to the underlying deal to keep it from upsetting the entire apple cart. So
yep.
We are, of course, calling on all senators to support all of these amendments. But people understand that bipartisan group really needs to come to the table. They need to agree here that this is not something that undermines their entire deal. In fact, this is something that would strengthen it.
Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats need to add one of these languages.
And the congressional oversight here, folks, the main part of the bill also needs to be passed. So here's what we're asking you to do. We've got a petition up right now at ACLJ.org that says no deal with Iran unless the Americans free. That would be part of this amendment, obviously, that's being proposed right now. But folks, we got to get the bill passed as well. So we need, if you've not signed this petition, we need all of you to go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and add your name today. These Americans cannot speak out for themselves. I'm going to play for you right now. This is Nagmeh Abedini. This went on our Facebook page on Friday. You already heard from Amir Hekmati. That was from, he was actually got that video or audio out through, he's allowed a phone call. He made that call, and that's what he put in there. Here are the words of Nagmeh Abedini.
Dear President Obama, when you met with my children, Rebecca and Jacob, and I in January, you promised that you would do everything you can to get my husband, their father, out of prison. You told our family that securing my husband's release is a high priority. I know that this is a very difficult thing to do, but I ask you, Secretary of State John Kerry, and your administration to do everything they can to have our fellow U.S. citizens freed before any deal is finalized with Iran. In your address on April 2nd, you stated, "These are matters of war and peace, and they should be evaluated based on facts and what is ultimately best for the American people. The fact is that my husband, who is being held simply because of his Christian faith, and the three other wrongfully held U.S. citizens are Americans, and they need to be released. Mr. President, as the U.S. continues its negotiations with Iran, will you please demand the immediate release of Jason Rezaian, Amir Hekmati, Robert Levinson, and my husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini? This direct ask needs to be priority, front, and center, and not pushed to the sidelines. These Americans deserve to be free and return to their families immediately."
As you can tell, we're putting on a full-court political press here for this to happen, and we need your help. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Do you think the president should compel Secretary of Kerry to do a direct ask for the release of these Americans? And I think it should happen, by the way, before these conversations proceed any further. You've got, you know, just the statements coming out right now of the foreign minister of Iran I mean, are just unbelievable. Listen to number 35. This was just this weekend.
We have a very serious problem of confidence, mutual lack of confidence, which we need to address, and we hope that this process will remedy some of that.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a lack of confidence. You're calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. You're holding three Americans hostage, and you want us to release billions of dollars worth of sanction relief. And what are we getting for it? We're not even getting the Americans out right now. Yeah, there's a confidence issue. You're calling for, you know, you're a terrorist regime. You're the largest sponsor of terror in the world. You, a Shia state, sponsor Sunni terrorism. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a phone call, Jordan.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Let's go to Oscar calling in from Washington State online too. Oscar, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Oscar.
Hello. I just want to know how come, like the world and even like our president and the UN do nothing about like the growing Christian persecution.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, the Holocaust isn't that far in our memories and. We just idly sit by and kind of really do nothing, and we have the power to do it.
Because the president has a narrative. I've said this many, many times on this broadcast. The president has a narrative for the Middle East. None of this is fitting his narrative, not the Christian persecution. It is targeted persecution against Christians in the Middle East in unprecedented proportions. Unbelievable. You've got the press pushing on this as well, and the response of the White House is basically they don't move off their issue. Remember this comment. I mean, folks, remember this one about the fate of the hostages? Listen to this.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear.
I'm glad she's going. The fate of these Americans, let me tell you, how could they not be tied on to this? The discussion, you're sitting down with the your counterpart from Iran and you're not directly demanding the release of Americans held hostage. Amir Hakmati saying, do it for his dignity. Nagmeh Abedini said, you know, Mr. President, you said the facts are very difficult. The fact is her husband's been gone for 2.5 years and you're sitting across the seat from the captives. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And add your name to this petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, folks, we're in a matching challenge, and we are down to the last 4 days. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. Do that at ACLJ.org. But again, for that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed
Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Just to get everybody up to date. So the legislation, again, Jordan, let's set the stage. What the main legislation, the first priority legislation, of course, is the, before you're going to have an amendment, you got to have a bill. What is the proposed bill right now?
Well, what we have in the proposed bill is a role for Congress in this Iranian deal. This was a compromise, and so initially President Obama said, I can move forward with this. I'm not going to, sign into law. I would veto any move by Congress to try to restrict my power. What this does is says to Congress, if you disagree with the deal that has been put together, if there is a deal that is ultimately a final deal signed between Iran and the P5 plus one and Iran and the United States on their nuclear program, if the Senate disagrees, then similar to a kind of, it's a supermajority, there's a two-thirds vote required to overcome President Obama's, really, it's like a veto. It's like overcoming a veto. So it would give Congress a role. And that's certainly better than nothing. And it's a compromise. It's one of the few compromises of this administration where they were even willing to. Now, in the amendments, very simple. Now, this is where the battle's going to be even tougher, because there are some who say, you know what, we got this compromise, so we just need to work on that. There are others who are saying, listen, you don't just say, okay, because we compromised the president on the big issue, that you forget the other issues as well, like the Americans held abroad. So this specific amendment that's been proposed, I'll read it to you very quickly because it's easy. Limitation on actions based on detention of United States citizens. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, the president may not waive, suspend, reduce, provide relief from, or otherwise limit the application of statutory sanctions with respect to Iran under any provision of law, or refrain from applying any such sanctions pursuant to an agreement described in subsection A until the government of Iran releases to the United States the following United States citizens. A. Saeed Abedini of Idaho, who has been detained in Iran on charges related to his religious beliefs since September 2012. B. Amir Hekmati of Michigan, who has been imprisoned in Iran on false espionage charges since August 2011. C. Jason Rezaian of California, who is an Iranian government a credentialed reporter for the Washington Post, has been unjustly held in Iran on vague charges since July 2014. D. Robert Levison of Florida, who was abducted on Kish Island in March 2007.
So there you have it. That's the amendment. And then, Than, describe the procedure, and then I will tell you why this is coming to such a boiling point right now. What will be the procedure that will take place? So everybody, I want everybody that's listening to understand what is about to happen.
Right. Well, first of all, the amendment that Jordan just read was introduced by Senator James Risch of Idaho. That is Pastor Saeed's senator, so very good work to him. But here's what's going to have to happen. That group of senators who agreed on this underlying bill, led by Senator Corker and Senator Cardin, they have agreed that they are not going to support any amendments to this bill because they don't want it to upset the underlying language. What we are asking is for them as a group to come together, take a look at this amendment or one of the others that have been introduced, and talk about what they could accept, because we think many of them, maybe even all of them, agree with us on this issue. We think they could insert it into the underlying language without it upsetting the deal. That is our ask right now. It's going to be on the floor of the Senate tomorrow. That is when we need to get an agreement from them by.
When will the vote take place on the bill and any possible amendments?
The debate on the underlying bill starts today at 3. Most of the amendment debate will happen tomorrow. Some of those amendment votes will be tomorrow. So, Jay, this could be over by sometime tomorrow. Now, it could spill into Wednesday,
yeah,
but we can't assume that. We have to assume it's going to happen tomorrow.
All right, folks, we need your help on this. But first, we need to get the main legislation passed so that the Senate and the House have a role here, and then we'll just give a free hand to the Iranians, one. And two, we want the amendment to be put forward. And if you can go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. 1-800-273-8255. You can add your name to that petition. Many, 150,000 more than that have. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Also, remember, folks, we're in that matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Let's take another phone call, Jordan.
Yeah, right back to the phones, though, we go. Let's go to Paula in New York on line one. Paula, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, thank you very much.
Sure.
I was just thinking, like, when we were in Germany, we didn't say, you know, just let out a few people or just the Christians. You know, we said tear down this wall. And how can we deal with a regime that is not trustworthy, calling for the death of America,
right,
able to keep working on its nuclear power?
Well, this is it, Paula. This is exactly why you've got to have legislation that allows the House and the Senate to vote on whatever's proposed, because the reality is this president told John Kerry this morning, be creative in how you handle these things. And he's not talking about Saeed Abedini, Jason Rezani. He's talking about be creative with the release of the sanctions, with what you're going to allow the Iranians to do. We should have no trust for the Iranian regime. It's the Islamic Republic of Iran, run by an Ayatollah. And the press is pushing on this point too, Paul. You got to understand that there's press reaction here that's been pretty great. Take a listen to, again, this is Mike Lee with, is this, Matt Lee from AP. Listen to number 10.
So far has not produced the desired result, correct? I mean, and I remember when we were in Geneva, and Foreign Minister Zarif and Secretary Kerry were meeting, and before the meeting, a bunch of us were in the room, and we asked Zarif about this, and he gave the standard Iranian line that they don't recognize dual citizenship, that these people are Iranians. What are you doing to make to get them to back down from that position?
I mean, I think the Secretary of State and the Undersecretary of State raising it repeatedly and directly with the Iranians, pushing for their release, having conversations about these Americans. We're doing this at the highest levels. We do it every time we see them.
I know.
It's the only other issue we raise every single time we see them.
But, Jordan, they don't ask. It's always on the sidelines of the conversation. We're saying now it has to become front and center as these negotiations move forward.
That's absolutely right, and that's what this legislation does. So this is not just a talking point, pressure point issue. We've got an action item. It's tough. This is not going to be an easy battle to get this amendment added to something as comprehensive and also a compromise with President Obama. At the same time, this is another way to remind everyone involved in this process about these Americans.
Yep.
And remember, this is happening on the day, as we read to you the text of this amendment, the day that Secretary of State Kerry is meeting with his Iranian counterpart in New York City. So they are in the United States right now, meeting between the United States and Iran.
And this is, I will tell you, folks, there's two orders of business here. One, we need the legislation approved so that the House and Senate can have a say-so in this. And number two, we need, of course, the amendments passed. So it's going to be, both of these are going to be a battle. It's a real battle. But that's where you come in. Have your voice heard on this. You got today and tomorrow. That's it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to sign that petition today. Have your voice heard. It is critical that you speak out. We're here for another 30 minutes. We're on Sirius XM and a number of stations around the country. Also, if you're not getting the broadcast the full hour, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. So again, ACLJ.org is another way you can listen to the broadcast, of course. We may be doing Periscope in a few moments here, folks, so you'll want to get ready for that. Those of you, download that app, by the way. It's founded by Twitter, and it's a great way for us to communicate during the breaks. But again, I'm going to urge you, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. But if you want to sign that petition, do it now, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. And folks, we're in the last 4 days of our matching challenge. It's going to be close. We could really use your help. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
We're
We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, voting, or at least debate's going to start 3 o'clock this afternoon. Those of you that are listening to us a little bit delayed, the debate has started. And the reality is, and this is critical, the debate is on the first piece of legislation, which will give the House and Senate a role in this negotiating approval if some deal is struck with Iran, so that the president just doesn't get to do this freehand. And then there's going to be a series of amendments, including the release of the Americans, including a recognition of Israel, a certification no longer sponsoring terrorism. But then both the legislation and the amendments, neither one of these are a given. We've got to really work for this.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, the underlying bill, this is a tenuous negotiation across party lines. Remember, the White House was going to reject this altogether. Bob Corker and Ben Cardin came up with this compromise across party lines. It may not be perfect. I do think it has a chance to succeed, but that tenuous agreement is why these amendments are a challenge, Jay. Our message to the Senate is this: these prisoners are not controversial. You can add them to this deal without compromising the underlying deal.
Jordan, is your sense that we are – at what stage do you think in this negotiation for these Americans? You've got the statement by Zarif saying, you know, these are – we don't recognize their dual citizenship. I mean, I think, by the way, Hakmani, wasn't he born in the United States? He's born in the United States. His family said their country of origin for the family is Iran, but he's born in the United States. Where do you think we are in this process? Because these sideline conversations – we're calling for direct action because these sideline conversations just aren't producing the results.
No. I think that honestly what we're seeing from the current statements is the repeat of even a year ago. I mean, it doesn't seem like the ball has been moved forward very much. Remember, this was a foreign minister who brought up the idea of clemency in his own interviews. And so with U.S. media, this was before the real direct talks began, just trying to get to those talks. And yet here we are. Now he's reverting back to the idea that they can't, you know, he can't do anything about it. The U.S. needs to no longer accept that position from the foreign minister. It needs to be very clear. Listen, if you really have the negotiating power here to sit down with our Secretary of State and you're dealing directly with your leaders, the top leaders from the United States and Iran, so in our case, the president, in his case, it's really the Ayatollah of Iran, and you're able to make these deals, then stop telling me that you have nothing to say over these, even if they are Iranians. Even if these are three Iranians we're concerned about, stop saying that you have nothing to do with that and you can't, quote, interfere. Here we have Americans, very simple, get them out, show me that you are a real negotiator, not that you can agree to a 4-page of bullet points, which is pretty basic, but that you could actually be the person who gets us to a real deal. This is something that needs to be done right now.
It's interesting also, Jordan and Thad, at the same time, this is a written statement from Elaine Weinstein. She's the wife of Warren Weinstein, who died in the drone strike. Remember, he was the doctor, been held captive for about 3 years. Talking about the State Department, this is what she said. Unfortunately, the assistance we've received from other elements of the U.S. government was inconsistent and disappointing over the course of the 3.5 years. We hope that my husband's death and the others who have faced similar tragedies in recent months will finally prompt the U.S. government to take its responsibilities seriously and establish a coordinated and consistent approach to supporting hostages and their families. I could not say that any clearer than Elaine Weinstein. Our thoughts and prayers with the Weinstein family. But there it is, folks. So it's not just Saeed Abedini. It's not just Hakmati. It's across the board, this is a problem. It's a weakness in the system. We are projecting
a weakness. We're going to talk more about this, by the way, during the break. How can you talk to us in the break? We go up on Periscope. You can download that wherever you get your apps. Download the Periscope app. We're going to do it at this break. But again, if you haven't signed that petition, it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, still available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Also, folks, over 151,000 signatures, moving to 152,000 signatures on this petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in that matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. You'll be getting emails about it as well. 4 days left. We encourage you to do it. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. And the Periscope is going up.
It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, we got a Twitter response here from Dr. Mallory. Says, hashtag save Saeed. He's missed half of his kids' lives. That is all too true, and that's why we were glad Nagmeh went ahead and made an affirmative, positive statement demanding the release of her husband. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones, Jordan. We got a lot of calls coming in.
Yeah, we'll go right to the phones now. Let's go to Richard in Colorado, online for Richard. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Richard.
Yes, I'm just calling to add my name to the request to get our prisoners home.
Great.
It's ridiculous. Why can't the president take some leadership and make sure that these guys get released? I can't see why not.
You know, Richard, we agree with you, and we've been very patient. We've been working aggressively behind the scenes, but we've reached a point where we think the ask has to be direct. The question you're asking, though, Richard, which is a question that I'm sure a lot of people are asking, is why is the president not willing to have the State Department make the ask at the table? They do it at what's called the sidelines, which means there's conversations going on before or after, and they're not at the main table. Why not just have a direct ask? That's the real question here. And, Jordan, what is the president thinking? Why will he not do it? Is it because he knows they're going to say no and we're going to look weak? Well, we look weak already.
That's right. I mean, listen, I think that it's not even to that point where he's concerned about them saying no. I think this is an administration that's concerned that they don't want to upset Iran and have Iran walk away, as if this is not in Iran's best interest. I mean, I really don't see what the U.S. is getting. Now, some people will say, well, it means the less likelihood of war in the short term. But, I mean, that's a very short term way of seeing this. We're not receiving anything from Iran. Iran is getting the sanctions relief as we speak. Iran is getting the signing bonuses. Iran is already getting hundreds of millions of dollars in relief a month just from us. They're already getting it from the EU. They're already getting it from the other P5 members to even be in discussions with this deal. The world is acting as if we should be so thankful that Iran is even sitting down to talk about the nuclear program that we can't demand anything in exchange.
Well, take it a step further, too. And this is what I'm going to play for you here, what Marie Harf again said. This is another one, number two.
Clearly, there is a problem here. The families of these hostages and others, not just hostages, well, I guess some people would consider the Americans held in Iran to be hostages, but these families don't think that the government is doing all that it could or is being as supportive to them as it should be. Well, and there's got to be a reason for that. Something seems to be broken here.
I will say first that we have been clear that the U.S. government undertakes every single opportunity we can to get Americans who are held overseas home and with their families. You saw the president authorize, you know, multiple operations, U.S. military operations, to free hostages that were being held. We raise these issues when you talked about the Iranians. We raise this with Iran. We do everything we can.
Yeah, we traded five Gitmo detainees for Bo Bergdahl, who was a deserter. Whether you think we should have done that or not, we did it. What are we getting, as Jordan said, what are we getting from Iran? Apparently nothing. The ability for them to sit down on the table and entertain our discussion with the United States of America, we get nothing for it, and we've got three Americans held hostage. Held hostage in Iran, and we're afraid to ask, the United States, afraid to ask for their direct release. This is something the government should be embarrassed about. We're going right back to our phones at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, right back to the phones where we go. Let's go to Manny in California online too. Manny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Manny.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good.
Jordan. Well, every day that I have watched and observed our president and this administration, Jay, the words are even few to describe the weakness, the shameful.
Yeah.
Again, that's the reason, Jay, now I come to you because, as you know, elections are approaching, Jay, and you are a man with credibility, with expertise, with heart, with passion, with courage, with knowledge, everything that we need, Jay. And you are the man that I believe in my heart that we need for 2016, that you must run for the president, Jay.
Well, Manny, listen, I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I appreciate knowing I would have one vote. But I will tell you I appreciate that. And I think, look, we're in a stage where we are in the political season. The political season has begun. But I will say this, Manny, that I think we have a big voice and a big platform right where we are. And running for president is not something that I think anybody should undertake lightly. I'm certainly not entertaining it, but I appreciate your vote of confidence. But, Manny, I think we have to use what we have, what God has given us right now, to speak out on these issues that have such deep and significant consequences. And the fact of the matter is, Jordan, as I look at it, and Than, as I look at the situation right now and I look at who's speaking out on this, a number of the candidates that are running are speaking out on this. I mean, on the Republican side, a lot of them are.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this has become an issue that is, and that's due to a lot of advocacy, a lot of work by Nagma Abedini, a lot of work by the ACLJ to make sure that these members of Congress and those who are some of the high-profile politicians who are considering running or now have announced that they are running, they have worked on behalf of Saeed's issue. They are well informed. They've been on congressional committees. They have been in meetings with Pastor Saeed's wife, and they understand the significance of this. Listen, President Obama himself has met with Nagma Abedini. This is something they can't, and even at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he talked about Jason Rezaian from the Washington Post in a serious moment at the White House Correspondents' Dinner this weekend. So it is a very serious issue that has broken through partisanship. It's broken through to those you see, the most active members of Congress, the most high profile, if you will, from across the country. It's gotten even to state level governors and state legislators. But at the same time, it's up to this administration, so long as they are in direct negotiation, so long as, yep, like today, they're sitting down in New York City with their counterparts from Iran, and that's what Secretary Kerry is doing. It's up to this administration to get him home,
so here's
to get
what
all these Americans
home.
Yeah,
here's what the president said at the correspondents' dinner, and then I'm going to add a comment to this, number one.
We remember the journalists unjustly imprisoned around the world, including our own Jason Rezaian. For 9 months, Jason has been imprisoned in Tehran for nothing more than writing about the hopes and the fears of the Iranian people. As was already mentioned, Jason's brother Ali is here tonight, and I have told him personally we will not rest until we bring him home to his family, safe and sound.
Well, how about, if you're not going to rest, how about making a direct ask? Why not just directly ask for the release of Jason, Saeed, Amir? Just ask for their release, Robert Levinson. That simple, that straightforward. But again, Jordan Thann, and the president, well, it's a bridge too far, it seems, for the White House.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, that they will not go the next step in really just finishing this and getting this done. And you know what? Ultimately, if they got these Americans home, they don't have to worry about these amendments to the compromise deal on the nuclear deal. But that's how little faith members of Congress have, especially these U.S. senators have, in the administration getting this done without more pressure.
All right, let's take another phone call. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to John in California on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a 20-year vet. And
thanks for your service.
What would the president do, and what would that former female secretary of state do if it was her son or her uncle or brother or father in the same situation? Would she sit there and say that we have to leave it to fate? What if Iran took the vice president hostage? Would we sit here and play games with these people, or would we go over there and turn their country into a glass?
Yeah, this is the grand question. The White House has a narrative. This interferes with the narrative. I've said this many, many times on this broadcast. And Thann, here's the question that I think we ask politically here, Thann, and that is, we've got these votes as a two-stage vote, or a vote and an amendment. Are we going to see the main bill at least get through?
I think you will. The question on these amendments, Jay, is whether or not the group that's come together will agree on them. But I really think both of these questions go back to the soundbite that you just played from the victim's family. The reason that the families don't believe the United States government has done everything they can in this case, Jay, is because the United States government is the entity that lets this deal keep going another step further without these prisoners home. At some point, the leverage has to be used. We have the leverage. We've got to use it. I think we can win on these amendment debates, but we can only do it if we all rise up, because it is going to have to take a bipartisan agreement to open up the deal to insert the language.
All right, folks, here's what we've got right now. We've got a vote that the debate is starting. It started at 3 o'clock this afternoon, so it's starting in a couple hours. Those of you hearing me a little bit taped late, it's underway. And what we want to tell you is that there's going to be amendments offered. Those will probably be discussed and voted on tomorrow. So we got two things here. You want to make sure the main bill gets passed so that the House and Senate have a role in this Iranian situation. And also, at the same time, you want to make sure that the amendment calling for the release of the Americans currently held hostage in Iran also takes place. Add your name to that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to do that today. 150,000 plus have already done it. We're going to be going up on Periscope in just a moment. If you don't have that, you just go download it from your app store. It's started by Twitter, and it gives you a chance to talk to us during the break. Also, we're in our matching challenge campaign, folks. Last couple of days for it. ACLJ.org. Back with your calls at 800-684-3110.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com also available in bookstores everywhere.
It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. We are also up on, are we still on Periscope? We are. We are live on Periscope. If you don't have Periscope, what it is, it's an app you can get. It was started by Twitter, and it what we're doing is during the breaks, we're going live on Periscope so you can actually talk to us on air. So we encourage you to do that, and we may even use Periscope. We thought about this when we have our – you share the bumper music we hear here. You hear on the broadcast is from our band here, Jay Sekulow Live. We usually practice on Monday nights. We may even do a little live periscoping on that, too. So download that app. It's really important. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Of course, the topic is vote. Debate starting around 3 o'clock this afternoon. So for those of you that are hearing us live, hasn't quite started yet. For those of you that are getting us a little tape delayed, it is underway. And then tomorrow, of course, will be the discussion on the amendments. And this is we just had somebody from Periscope say hi from the United Kingdom. That's great. We've got people listening from all over the world, which is also great. Let's go right to the phones, Jordan. A lot of calls coming in here.
Yep. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Let's go right to Carrie in Alabama on line 6. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carrie.
I have a question,
yes,
and then I'll go and let you answer
okay.
it. Didn't we have terrorists here imprisoned, and didn't they get released for some minor thing, and now we have innocent men locked up, and
yes.
they're in major talks?
You're absolutely correct. We let 5 Gitmo detainees go as part of a swap for Bo Bergdahl, and here we can't even get a direct conversation between the United States and the Iranians, even though we're sitting down at the table with them. And that is part and parcel of the problem here, Jordan. And Than, I think this is why we've got a serious issue. The administration is taking a position that has not worked for 2 years. So it's time to switch strategy. It's not that complicated. You just got to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the truth, is it? Ultimately, sometimes you've got to just change what you've been doing. Now, this administration, though, has shown just an unbelievable amount of stubbornness when it comes to dealing with the world. I mean, we're still act as if things are getting better in the world, and kind of this the new Obama presidency and the whole world's going to be so happy about it. We act like that's still the working order of the world, when in fact there are more wars, there's more violence, the Middle East is more uncertain, and they're continuing on with their position as of, oh, we can negotiate, we can sit at the table, and what does that get us ultimately? So far, it's not even a lot of words on paper. It's four pages of bullet points from Iran, and the Americans still in prison.
And Than, the fact of the matter is, we've been working with the State Department. The strategy they've employed has not worked.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I actually think the caller makes a great point here, that the administration has changed courses on other issues so they can change course on this one too. It has not worked. It is time to use the leverage that they have and demand it. Quite frankly, Jay, we've passed a lot of mile markers here. We shouldn't pass another one if they're home, but we will unless this administration changes their strategy.
Let's take Mark from Tennessee. He's on line 4. Mark, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
I was wondering, why are we even negotiating with a country that their main objective is to wipe out any and all Christians that go against the Muslim faith?
Yeah, and they also want to, while they're doing that, they want to wipe out the State of Israel. One of the amendments, by the way, Than, is for recognition from Iran
to recognize a requirement that Iran recognize Israel's right to exist, which President Obama says, nope, we can't ask him to do that.
Goes back to where the president said that you can't expect Iran to fundamentally transform. That's exactly what Iran has to do. If they can't recognize Israel, there shouldn't be a deal. If they can't release these prisoners, there shouldn't be a deal. If they're, you know, if they keep chanting death to America, there shouldn't be a deal. One of these amendments will put that issue into this deal as well. You know, we'll see if that gets inserted.
John McCain was pretty tough on this whole situation over the weekend. Listen to this one, number 36.
So much of their actions are related to this nirvana, this mirage out there that with the nuclear deal, we're going to have some kind of new relationship throughout the Middle East.
And that's not reality. Jordan, there's nothing that's going to fundamentally change with this deal because the Iranians are going to violate it. I mean, I want these Americans home, but let's get realistic on Iran. As long as it's the Islamic Republic of Iran, is there any real chance that they're going to abide by international norms and international tribunals and international agreements? They sign them. They don't ever follow them.
No, they will not. And we're not even to that point yet. We're trying to get them to agree to not have a nuclear weapons program, not stopping their nuclear program, not a better human rights and treatment of their own people. Remember, we're asking for the release of these Americans. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of people in prison in Iran just because of their faith, just because of their political views. People being executed this week in Iran because of that and accusations because the regime sees them as an enemy. We're not even to that point yet. We can have that real conversation with Iran. That's far off. This is just about getting our own citizens home.
Interesting also that you do have congressmen saying that leave, and you know, there are some that are saying leave the bill alone, Than. Don't, you know, let's get the bill. They're worried about getting the bill through. And there's some point to that, too. I understand that. There's no guarantee here, and that's a concern as well.
Yeah, that's actually a reasonable position, but let's explain this for just a moment. The people who struck this deal, Senator Corker and Senator Cardin, they worked very hard to get this to this agreement, and it's understandable that they don't want to open it up to anything that would potentially spoil the bill. What we have asked them to do is simply look at these amendments because we actually think there is wide bipartisan support, and all of the members who are involved in this deal, we think they could accept it without upsetting that apple cart. So it's a reasonable position. We're just asking them to take a look at this particular text and say, we think it could be added.
All right, folks, again, this is a fight we're fighting. We need your help. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's get the last call in here, Jordan.
Yeah, right back to the phone zone we go. Let's go to Henry in Mississippi on line 3.
Hi, Henry.
Hey, Jason. You're not going soft on us, are you?
No, sir.
You said let's ask. We don't need to ask Iran nothing. We need to command.
Well, look, I mean, no, in diplomatic talk, you make a direct, it's called a direct ask. In other words, this is what the diplomatic language, it is a demand, but it's a direct ask. We don't even have a direct ask going on right now. What we've got is at the margins, on the periphery, on the sidelines. So what we have to move this to is a direct ask, which then can include a demand for their relief. And I don't think we have any option because the fact of the matter is the existing status quo negotiations with Iran are not producing, A, anything of benefit to the United States, let's be realistic here, and B, are not producing the release of the Americans that have been held captive. And at the end of the day, if your system isn't working, if your negotiating strategy is not working, then, Jordan, change the way you're doing it. And that's what we are asking and demanding.
That's exactly right. And, folks, we want to hear from you. We need your support here. This is going to be a tough battle getting this amendment through. It's clear language, but it's going to be tough because you're dealing with the United States Senate and, of course, a potential compromise with President Obama. Veto threat always overhanging, though he said he'd be okay with some of this. Would he be okay with this language on the Americans? I would assume he would not like this language. But if a bipartisan majority of the United States Senate passes this with the language, I think we're in a position where we can at least, again, get to that negotiating point with President Obama. We need to hear from you folks. Add your name to this petition. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign our petition online. That's 877-989-2255. It's a toll-free number. Or go to ACLJ.org. The U.S. is meeting with Iran right now in New York City. We need to be taking action. Go to ACLJ.org. Share the petition with your friends and family. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.